things that change during the course of the winter is land rent, and there is a land rent meeting coming up. Clay County Crop Improvement and Bell Bank and a whole bunch of good folks are having that meeting. It's at the YEMCOM Center coming up. Randy Nelson of University of Minnesota Extension, Clay County. Hello, Randy.
Hi, Mick.
The 12th, what day of the week is that this week?
That is a Thursday.
And that's this Thursday.
That is correct. 10 a.m. until about noon, we'll be at the YEMCOM Center talking land rent.
All righty. Now, what's the purpose? Are you looking to see what land rent has changed, or are you looking at helping producers to negotiate a better rental agreement?
This particular session is going to be presented by our Ag Business Management instructor, one of them, Nathan Holinsky. And basically the goal of this land rent meeting is so farmers as well as landlords can hopefully work together to establish a fair rental agreement. It seems as though land rent is kind of a real sticky issue every year. And again, this particular session is going to help to hopefully establish a fair land rent. I know previous land rent meetings, when I've had farmers come up to talk to me afterwards, they always appreciated the information that they received in terms of handouts, because they would share that information with the landlords. Some of the information that Nathan will go over will be crop budgets for 2020. He'll look at some of the historical rental rates in the area, as well as what the trends are, and then looking at land values.
Because that's a great concept. It's like having a third party or an out-of-town expert. You just take this information given to you, and then you give it to the landlord, and maybe you can come up with something fair, which to a farmer, fair would be like $75 an acre. To a landlord, $600 sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it can run quite a range. And again, the whole goal of it is so that both parties can sit down, and you know, the landlord can be looking at the cost of production, just knowing, you know, how much is actually going into producing that crop, and at the same time, that landlord's also having taxes that they're paying into. They also have their costs, so both parties can take a look at that, and again, hopefully, come up with a fair agreement.
Now, Nathan Holinsky, he's been around a while, hasn't he?
He has. Actually, he did his master's degree over at NDSU, and he was stationed out of our Moorhead Regional Office up until last February, and then he went down to the St. Cloud area. So he's based out of the St. Cloud area right now. Grew up on a farm in southern Minnesota, and he still works with his parents.
Okay.
On that farm.
All righty. But based in St. Cloud, now he's the out-of-town expert. He spent most of his career here.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So I don't know if you have any ballpark figures to talk about big trends. Do you see land rents going down based on the ag economy, or is it kind of like the value of land? It never seems to go down very much.
Mick, that's a great question. I've heard from some farmers where they've said land rent, this wouldn't be looking necessarily this year, but over the past few years, it's gone down. Some others have told me it stayed the same or slightly increased. What stays the same with all those conversations would be the price. I don't know what that price is. That's usually not shared.
It's kind of like the futures market in Chicago. The purpose of that market is to determine an appropriate price for a bushel of corn, bushel of soybeans. And I guess negotiations through winter is because land varies, quality of land and use. Pasture land obviously goes for less than a sugar beet acre. So there's a lot of components go into the discussion.
That's right. And usually when a person sees, an average for even for a whole county or, gosh, even for a township, like you just mentioned, land varies so much.
Yeah.
And, you know, in that area, it's really tough to throw out a number that is fair, because there are so many factors that play into it.
And I guess if nobody's happy, a CRP sign-up starts today. So
That could be a bright side.
Indeed, for sure. All righty. Well, again, the meeting is Thursday at the Yumcoms, 10 to noon. And are you looking for a pre-registration or anything? Or
no pre-registration required. People can just show up the day of the event.
You got coffee and rolls, things like
yes,
that?
Yes, we will have coffee and cookies will be there.
All right. Well, that's enough to get the farmers in there. certainly the coffee will help. So, and cookies, well, we'll see a lot of cookies this holiday season for sure. So, already.
Yes, indeed.
Randy, anything else to report as far as what you're hearing from farmers in Clay County this for early December?
Yeah, I was talking to a farmer just a few days ago. His corn harvest has now extended a little bit. But gosh, he was still in bright spirits, and I think most farmers are still in bright spirits, you know, even considering how difficult this harvest season was. It seems to me that they're faring the storm pretty well, at least the ones that I've talked to.
When we got a foot of snow a week ago, I think that was kind of a, oh, okay, well, now I can quit. That was kind of almost breathing a sigh of relief.
You know, I think so, because I know so many of them were waiting, just given how wet the fall was, for the ground to freeze before they can get out there and start on their beans and maybe start pushing into corn. And like you said, once the snow came, pretty much put a damper on everything.
Yeah. Well, and it's certainly the ground's going to freeze now.
Yes, indeed.
10 below tomorrow morning, 20 below Wednesday morning. Goodness gracious. All righty. Well, Randy, if no really more information to share on this, just show up at the MComst on Thursday morning, 10 a.m., and this would be appropriate for North Dakota and Minnesota farmers, right?
That would be correct. I think, you know, no matter what side of the river you're on, if you're interested in learning about fair rental rate agreements, this would be a great session to attend.
Gotcha. All righty. Thank you very much for putting this all together, Randy. We enjoy the work you do. Thank you. Randy Nelson, Extension Educator, U of M Extension, Clay County. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, Mick.
You bet. Talk to you later.